Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, the Oklahoma Youth Expo wrapped up with a bang with the sale of champions, raising $1.5 million. Ruby Bell of the Bristow FFA chapter saw her grand champion steer bring $105,000. That's about $3,000 higher than last year's grand champion. Bell's steer was the champion crossbred at the 2024 show, and Ruby was all smiles as they hit the sale ring. Grand champion Barrow was owned by Wade Ritchie. It sold for $30,000 with his Hampshire. Next up was the grand champion Market Lamb, which sold for $16,000, up from $1,000 last year. That went to Clay Randall of the Canute FFA chapter. The final grand champion was the Market Goat, shown by Jay Sparks of the Hartsthorne FFA. It brought $20,000, and this is the 20th year of the Goat Show at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Leading off the reserve grand champions, reserve grand steer owned by Kelton Arthur of the Ripley FFA. That steer brought $40,000, followed by the reserve grand champion Market Barrow that was shown from Channing Goodson of Tecumseh FFA. The group bought her barrow for $15,000. Next up, reserve grand champion Market Lamb. That was Hayes Wilson of the Mason FFA chapter with his black face crossbred lamb. Sold for $10,000. And then Canute FFA's Sadie Allen was next with her reserve grand champion Market Goat. Sadie has consistently shown a champion and made the sale for the past 3 years at OYE. Last year, she also had the reserve lamb, which was around $10,000 in the sale. Then in 2022, she had the grand champion Market Lamb and the grand champion Market Goat. And this year, that goat brought $10,000. Once again, congratulations to all of the kids that showed in this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's so much fun to cover that event and just see all of those smiles on the kids' faces as all the months of hard work have finally paid off. So once again, congratulations to all the exhibitors. Well, spring has arrived here in Oklahoma. Checking in with crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson. He says we've got a very important set of reports that'll be out a little bit later this month.
Well, the report that the entire market's waiting on is a prospective plantings report that'll be released next Thursday on March the 28th. It'll have the estimates for all the summer crops and including spring wheat, and it'll have pretty much the final planting estimates for your hard red winter and soft red winter wheat. So that's a big report. And then you've got the quarterly stocks report that the market always watches, because that tells us how much product we got in the bin or in storage.
Anderson also offers up this advice for producers.
Well, I think use them for planting purposes. The best predictor of the harvest price is the forward contract price. That's what the market's betting on. So use the wheat forward contract price for developing your marketing plan. Use your corn, beans, cotton, sorghum prices, forward contracts for to determine what you're going to use this land, labor, capital, and management for.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keen, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.